I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1302, Pass It On. The owner of a drive-through coffee business in Portland, Oregon, was surprised one morning when a customer not only paid for her mocha, but also for the mocha of the person in the car behind her. The owner smiled as she told the next customer that her drink was already paid for. The second customer was so pleased that she bought the coffee of the next customer. And the string of kindness, one stranger paying for the mocha of the next, continued for 2 hours and 27 customers. Sometimes we call it pass it forward or random acts of kindness. But the concept is, you've been blessed, so bless. You've been loved, so love. That's how it is with God's love. It starts with His unexpected love for us, which is passed on to others, who in turn passes it on. And that's how it's supposed to work in the kingdom of God. We're supposed to be pass it on, people. People. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments. To love God as we've been loved, and as we are loved by God, and as we love, others will love God and love others also. You see? In my early days of pastoring in Tennessee, I was assigned to work the junior high school camp. Now, I got to preach the keynote Vespers message. That was great. I got to teach a class during the day, and I did my best at night to get the rowdy campers to actually quiet down and go to sleep. But they also assigned me to be the song leader year after year. And that's funny. Now, I like to sing and all, but I can't play any instrument, not even a guitar. So all the songs were a cappella, as I so affectionately called it. We had no instruments, just me singing and hopefully them singing too. And we sang songs that were camp songs. I mean, fun songs about, give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning, burning, burning. You know, that kind of thing. With all the goofy lyrics that go with it. And the offering song was always, Ananias and Sapphira got together to conspire a plot to cheat the church and get ahead. They knew God's power but did not fear it. Tried to cheat the Holy Spirit. Peter prophesied it and they both dropped dead. Hey, God loves a cheerful giver. Give it all you got. He loves to see you laughing when you're in an awful spot. So when the odds are up against you and you cannot see the end, praise God. To praise Him is a joyous thing. Hey! And we sang it faster and faster and faster as the campers danced up front to put their offerings in for missions. But then at campfire, we had those kind of songs. And the premier one was, It Only Takes a Spark. Do you know it? It only takes a spark to get a fire going, and soon all those around can warm up in its glowing. That's how it is with God's love. Once you've experienced it, you spread His love to everyone. You want to pass it on. The final verse says, I wish for you, my friend, this happiness that I found. You can depend on Him. It matters not where you're bound. I'll shout it from the mountaintop. I want the world to know, the Lord of love has come to me. I want to pass it on. That song's at the heart of T2G. We're not trying to love others with our own love, but with the love that we are currently experiencing from God. We're just trying to pass it on. Here's the great question. What is one way that you've passed on the love of God to others lately? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, just as a single spark can ignite a roaring blaze, we know that a simple act of kindness, a moment of faith, a simple prayer can set our spirits ablaze with your love and grace. Would you help us, Lord, be the spark that lights up the lives of those around us? May we be the spark of compassion in times of adversity. May we be the spark of forgiveness in moments of hurt. May we be the spark of hope when despair tries to take hold. Let your love flow through us like a wildfire. May our actions, like a spark, set hearts aglow with your divine presence. In our moments of doubt, remind us that even the smallest spark can light up the darkest nights. In Jesus, the light of the world, we pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1303. And in the meantime, let's not be Christian hoarders today. Let's give away the love that we've been given. And we know that God will keep filling our love cup up. Let's pass on forgiveness, pass on hope, pass on joy, pass on peace, pass on grace. In fact, let's pass on all the fruit of the Spirit. And as we take it all in, let's be sure that we are the ones who will pass it on.